chapter 4, 2 Corinthians. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by a manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in the earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. If I had a thought tonight, it would be the treasure. We have a treasure tonight that the Lord has given us as believers, I'm talking about tonight. Now, unbelievers don't have this treasure, but they can have it because the Lord wants to save everybody. The Bible tells us it's not God's will that any perish, but all come to repentance. And tonight He wants us all to go to heaven. Now, a lot of folks, I don't think, believe that and don't understand that maybe, but when the Lord came to Calvary, He did a good job. I thought about earlier in the service, a lot of things went on tonight that I've really enjoyed, and it's went well because of the Lord's had His hand on it, and what the Lord does, He does good. I mean, He's never made a mistake. And I thought about in the book of Genesis where how the Bible talked about the creation. And after the Lord finished the creation, He looked on what He had done. And the Lord has said it was very good. And so tonight, God is still doing very good things through the Lord Jesus Christ. And how the Bible tells us that when the Lord hung there on Calvary, after He said everything He had to say almost, and He said, it is finished. He finished the work of my and your redemption tonight there on the cross of Calvary. And what He did good. Hallelujah. He did good in what He did there on the cross that day. He does good. When folks become a believer in Him, when a lost sinner gets convicted and their heart gets broken because of their sin, the Bible said the sacrifices of God are broken spirit, heart, a broken and contrite spirit tonight. Now I'll tell you, the Lord has got a remedy for that. He's got a good remedy for that. Tonight when we come with that contrite heart, the Lord God through Jesus Christ gives us the forgiveness that we need for our sins. Thank God, I'm glad tonight we don't have to go around with sin on our heart, conviction on us tonight. But the Lord wants to cleanse us tonight of whatever's in our heart and our life. Oh, yes. As the Apostle Paul wrote here, he said, if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world. And that's scary tonight to me, how the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them. The devil tonight strong, I'm no match for him. I don't want to give him any honor and glory tonight, except I just say tonight, I know I can't fight him by myself. Well, the Bible said, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Thank you, Lord. I'm not defeated tonight. If you have been saved by grace, you're defeated tonight. You don't have to stay that way. Two altars right here is a good place how to come get some victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a victory in Him tonight. And if you want that victory, you can have it tonight. You've got to want it before you'll get it. But the gospel is hid from a lot of folks tonight that are unbelievers. He said, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ. It is a light tonight. And that's why God's still calling men to preach. That's why we're still preaching. That's why we're telling people tonight, how because the gospel would reveal some things tonight, how that God wants folks to know about Him and about the Lord Jesus tonight. It is a lie to us. The Lord said, I'm come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth in me shall not abide in darkness. Thank God for that light. He shined out. The Bible said the path of the just is as a shining light. Shine it out. All the ways to the end of this life it'll shine. The path of the Lord, a just person, who is a just person? It's somebody that's right. Somebody that's made right. That's what the word just means. We were unjust, but He came to make us right. Give us a right relationship with the Lord tonight. I thank God. I'm glad He's still shining the light for us. And we can walk in that light tonight. And we ought to be walking in that light. Because the Lord doesn't want us to stumble and fall. He wants to show us the way we need to go. And He will show us tonight. Oh, yes. Paul said in the last part of this chapter, he said, though the outward man perish, yet the inward man's renewed day by day. He talked about the things we see being temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. I want to preach sometime for the Lord to help me on the things not seen. I never used that for a thought to preach on tonight, but I want to preach on that sometime, the things that are not seen. Oh, we know a little bit about what the Bible said about heaven tonight. I believe it's a lot more than what we read about in the Word of God tonight. Folks, we're headed there. Tonight, one day, we're going to get there. Because of the Lord's light showing us the way to get there. But while we're waiting for that time, the Lord gave us something when we got saved. Keep us encouraged. Keep us living the just life that He wants us to live. And I'm not trying to tell you I've lived perfect. I've stumbled and I've made a lot of mistakes and committed a lot of sins and I'm ashamed of it. But I want to tell you I'm in that path tonight that He said He'd give us. That path that we're walking in tonight. And oh, bless His holy name that the Lord cares that much about us and to give us that treasure that we have tonight within us. That's something you've talked about in your testimonies tonight about that tug and that feeling that God gives us tonight is a treasure that we have. What a treasure. My goodness, what a treasure that we have tonight that He's given us in our hearts and our life. And He said in verse number 6, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. He's made His face to shine upon us and to love us, to caress us, just to show us in so many different ways the Lord has shown me that He loves me. In those times when we get discouraged and have to go back to our prayer place, get to our altar, and begin to cry out to Him. I guess when I first started preaching, I quit preaching 100 times at least. Go home discouraged. I'd say, Lord, nobody heard me today. Nobody listened to me. They had their minds somewhere else. And that's what the devil was telling me now. And I'm just being honest with you. I was listening to him. But oh, when I got in my prayer place and God reminded me of that treasure that I have tonight, God reminded me of the promises He's given me. He said, I'll go with you all the way. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. And oh, and when God showed me that, folks, I didn't listen to old Satan and what he said. I didn't believe what he said. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. I'm glad I'm here tonight. I'm glad. I sort of dreaded coming tonight, but the preacher got here, and I'm not afraid to be here anymore. I like it when the preacher gets here. I sure do. And nobody but the other preachers know what I'm talking about. But it sure is good when the preacher gets here. We've got a treasure tonight, folks. A treasure that the world cannot take away from us. It can't. The world would like to tonight. A lot of folks are being persecuted. And in this day we're living in, I'm talking about. A lot of folks are. But oh, those faithful folks that have that treasure, they've got their eyes on something better tonight. Yes, we need to set our affection on things above. Yes, we need to keep our mind on Him. Yes, we need to continue to walk with Him. The devil would like to stop every one of us. He'd like for you to put a lock on the front door out there and never open the door of this church house again. No, the treasure is too great. There'll be a faithful few people when He comes back because of that treasure. The treasure. Thank God for the treasure. Thank God I know about the treasure.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about what the bank's got up here, but I'm talking about what's within us tonight. It's within us tonight. This is our time tonight to enjoy what the Lord has done for us. And I'm glad there's still a few places that we can go, that we can hear preaching, that I get an opportunity to preach once in a while now. I'm glad there's still a few of them left. I'm glad there's still a few churches left where folks will testify and talk about that treasure that they have within them. What a joy it is tonight just to be one of His. He's coming after His own one day. But those that have been blinded by the enemy, and he's doing everything he can to blind people that are not saved tonight. Folks that, and I'll tell you, I worry about some people, and you will accuse me of judging, I guess, but I've had a few funerals and talked to the family, and they'd say, well, he said he was saved 20 years ago, a lot of years ago. I'm using 20 as a figure tonight, but hadn't been in church in a long time. I don't understand that, folks. I don't. If they've got this treasure, how in the world can folks stay away from what we've had here tonight? How in the world can people stay away from it if they've really got that treasure in their heart tonight? So if you've got a loved one tonight that says they've been saved, member of the church maybe, and hadn't entered the church door in a long, long time, pray that God give you boldness to talk to them. Question them about their salvation experience. Encourage them to come to church. You don't have to get mean with them. You don't have to condemn them. They're already condemned. The Lord does that. We just need to love them and talk to them and try to get them in. Because I'm afraid there are a lot of church members outside. And I'll say that because I'm grading the fruit. And I think the Lord will let us grade the fruit. I'm not trying to judge anybody, but I just worry about some of those folks. Because I know about this treasure that I'm preaching to you about tonight. And you know about it. I guess about everybody here knows about that treasure. It's the greatest thing that I've ever possessed. Greatest thing I've ever possessed tonight. And He loved us enough to do this for us tonight. If you don't know Him as your Savior tonight, you can know Him. You can know Him. He loves you as much as He loves me tonight. As much as He loves Brother Michael. He loves you just as much. So while we stand, sing a verse of a song tonight, if you're not saved, why don't you come? Get in the altar and we'll pray with you. Ask the Lord to save you. And if you wandered away from the Lord, why don't you come back to Him tonight? Come on.